This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Take a sip of that tea. The coffee is not so good, stains your teeth and all that good stuff. Let's get ready for another hour of conversation. Wednesday, the 2th of May, 2nd of May is upon us. Jennifer Horn is on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen tuned up. We're finished our rehearsal for this hour, so let's get at it. Everybody put their forks and knives down. Here we go. Victoria, what do we have that's trending?
Well, it's not often that a medical condition is trending, but this morning, doctors are stumped as dozens of people are diagnosed with a rare eye cancer in North Carolina and Alabama. So far, 18 people in Huntsville, Alabama, and as many as 36 people who attended Auburn University have been diagnosed with this disease that's so rare, it usually only affects 6 in every 1 million people. Wow. So this is basically a cancer cluster of this very rare eye cancer, and the most bizarre thing is usually people don't have a relation or connection, but 4 of the friends who all went to Auburn together were diagnosed at the same time, and so now doctors are trying to figure out what exactly were these, and these are mostly women, what were they exposed to, is there something happening on this campus, and then as doctors are trying to figure out what's going on Auburn University's campus, then 18 more cases popped up in North Carolina, and so The health officials on both states, this is called ocular melanoma, and they're all trying to figure out what's going on. So this is sort of a developing story, but it is very, very bizarre from the medical world. Yeah. And in the world of politics, Emmanuel Macron is trending for a very sort of funny reason. It could just be lost in translation. However, he is in Australia, and he said upon his welcome, "I want to thank you and for your welcome and your delicious wife." And he said that to the Prime Minister of Australia. So now people are trying to figure out what exactly does he mean when he said that the Australian Prime Minister's wife was delicious.
Delicious. Delightful, mm-hmm. Delicious.
He does like older women.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All right, so speaking of presidents, our president has suggested it would appear that the meeting between him and Kim Jong-un take place at the border. And we don't mean the border of Canada and the United States, but the border of North and South Korea. How's that set with everybody? Is that an idea that actually will
that
work?
Does that make sense?
Does that give the Secret Service nightmares? What's the story?
Well, you don't want to invite Kim Jong-un to the White House. So,
no. Obviously,
someplace that's neutral territory, this would be very symbolic of what's being discussed. So I don't have a problem with it. I think it's also a place that's pretty easy to secure with the military. So that might be one. Otherwise, I've heard Singapore. I've heard Geneva. There have been a few other places that have been tossed around, but it makes sense to have it in the DMZ.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that when Mike Pompeo met with him, what didn't they meet in that middle ground, that secret room that hasn't been used in 40 years? Did they meet in that middle?
I don't know where they met, actually, if he went straight into the country or if they met there. I don't know.
Well, just the whole idea of them getting together, the whole business of Nobel Peace Prize and having one less problem to be a priority, a distraction, it's good. Whether it's just superficial or not, people say, "I don't trust that guy." Well, you're always going to have people who say that. Let's figure him out and go from there. How many people think that the continuing focus on veterans is something that we are over? I saw a piece yesterday, an op-ed piece, about how there are so many more problems in our country that, I think this is in the Washington Post, that we ought to be focusing on a lot more than just the veterans, because this whole business with Ronny Jackson brings back into attention once again the outrage There are photos showing a fellow named Christopher Wilson at the medical center in Salt Lake City that have circulated across social media. And just one more. It also seems to point out how different it is from one part of the country to another as far as what kind of veterans, what kind of treatment the veterans get, what kind of veterans' attention, if that's the right word, to medical and other situations. More of the problems, though, are psychological. You know that, right? There, and one wonders whether there is a mentality, and I'm only wondering out loud, looking for you to, after is, you know, stew on this for a minute or two. Is there a prejudice in this country still over mental health? And does it go all the way to the top, or does it go way up in terms of the structure of the government so that there's not the kind of attention being given to men who are psychologically unstable? If you've got cancer in your eye, or you've got some kind of a problem in your belly, or you've got a leg that needs to be amputated, yeah, we can fix that. But there seems to be, there still is, and it's not so subtle. In some pockets of the country, there is a subtlety, in some parts of the country more than others, to this not paying attention. You got to be strong, you got to buck up, don't pay attention to people who seem weak-minded. So is this me, or is this something that, when you think about it, gee, you know what, that's true. Because most of the problems that the military, not all, but most of the problems the military have are psychological. All the, 21 soldiers a day are committing suicide? Yeah. That's psychological. That's not physical. It may be related to a physical problem that they have as a result of having served, but then ramping it up or looking at it, I see these things and whether it amazes me, annoys me as to the fact that our military, people who we've asked to serve, have been treated so badly. It's not a new scene. It's not a new reality. But isn't it time, instead of fighting about somebody like Ronnie Cox, I'm sorry, Ronnie Cox, the actor, Ronnie Jackson, that we, it's disgraceful. It is. It's disgraceful. All right, so I've thrown my two cents out there. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I think there's still probably a stigma with mental illness, and that's exactly what I think. All these stories about palace intrigue. I hate to borrow a phrase from Kellyanne Conway, but that's what she talks about with people wanting to know exactly the inner workings of the White House, what people said, what they didn't say. There are some really big problems out there, and obviously our vets should be at the top of that list. And I think there is still a stigma, but I think that it's easing up a little bit the more people aren't afraid to talk about the mental component of people coming back. But I don't know if the VA is doing enough to help transition people back into real life after they are done serving the country.
A lot of unemployed, homeless vets. Never mind unemployed, homeless vets.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disgrace. We're not looking at this, as we aren't with a lot of other things, with a real face on. Here's something else in terms of problems to be solved. 65% of eighth graders in our public schools were not proficient in reading. 65%. 67% were not proficient in mathematics, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress Test. Now, when you look at the situation, the question is, are we teaching youngsters are we teaching them to be tested, or are we teaching them knowledge? Students enrolled in urban districts worse than students who are in suburban districts. The 27 urban districts that were in this overview, lowest percentage of students in Detroit. Detroit has the worst public school, at least as far as teaching to the test. Is this intelligence, or is this just how we are doing to follow the federal government says, if you don't do these tests and these kids don't do well in math or reading, we're not going to send you any more money. In Baltimore, Kara, public schools there, 11% proficient than the national average. 13% in math, 13% better in reading. That's outrageous. Oh, my God. Fresno public schools, same thing. So it isn't just the East Coast. It isn't. Fresno is a fairly, wouldn't you say, Jennifer, a little more upscale than Baltimore?
Fresno, no. Fresno is definitely not a metropolis. It's more kind of a smaller town, agriculture. But when you look at the LA Unified School District in Los Angeles, half of the class that you are in there with is not going to graduate, which would make me think that they're probably not up to proficiencies as well. This to me is the biggest thing that we're doing wrong, and I don't know how it's happening, because when you look at kids' work and their coursework, and I can't remember who I was talking to about it, but kids are already doing, I remember learning multiplication in the fourth grade. They're learning that in the second and third grade now. They've really upped the curriculum to push more in the direction of the kids. Kids are doing fractions at a younger age than I did in math, but yet it seems like it's not working. Maybe we're trying to push too much.
Wrong stuff.
Yeah, or some how the Common Core math isn't actually processing with kids. Whatever it is, obviously something's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what is that new math? I don't even...
understood that. Yeah,
that is just bizarre.
2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8. 8 and 8 is 16. 16 and 16 is 32. 32 and 32 is 64. 64 is 64.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I have
why don't we learn that?
I don't know. I don't know where it changed and when, but it is just so... It's like figuring out a puzzle when you could just do it the old way.
Yeah.
But parents complain that they can't even help their kids with their homework.
No, right. Yeah.
I can't remember who it was I was talking to, but a fourth grader was talking already about very complicated calculations with fractions, and I thought, gosh, I was just learning multiplication.
I agree, though, Jen. It does feel like too much, because when I was in high school, I feel like the focus was very much on AP classes, which is great, that's fine, but it wasn't about actually teaching kids what was,
The
lessons. It was about getting more people to take AP classes because,
the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. There are stats at the end of the year, and you can see how many people took the test. They don't see what scores people get on the test. They see how many people take them. And so basically for us, if you were enrolled in an AP class, you couldn't get out of it unless there was some kind of scheduling conflict. So like for me, my physics teacher senior year left halfway through the class, and they didn't give us another teacher, basically. They gave us a permanent substitute. You couldn't drop the class unless you had a scheduling conflict. So people at the end of the year had to decide, do I want to take a final exam and fail and have that affect my grade, or do I want to pay $80 for an AP test so I don't fail the class? And I feel like that's kind of the way that teaching is going, and teachers don't even have a choice there. They just have to teach the curriculum, and they don't have any other option, which is
terrible.
And
there's too much philosophy in classrooms, too. There's not enough.
Horrible for education.
Knowledge. All right, so there's an overview for us to think about, all of you, all of us to think about. How do we make that better? 18, almost 19 after the hour. Here's something else we want you to have that's good. A better night's rest every single night. The ladies and I have thanks to MyPillow because we sleep very well every night. And now you too, if you haven't ordered your MyPillows yet, you can have the same night's rest. And if you're on board with the best offers that they have, like, for example, there's this 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, you get them, take the go-anywhere pillows in the car with you or put them on the couch when you want to lay down and you're on the couch and you're watching television with your best buddy and you want to just put your head on his or her side, lap, whatever it is. You get your MyPillow and put it on the edge of his hip or her hip and there you go. Relax. Feel comfortable. Feel like you're getting the best of this 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable pillow coming from MyPillow. Made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. You don't like it in 2 months, you send it back. Enjoy MyPillows by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. DJV. That's for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. You know that. Stop tossing around. Get a great night's rest. Feel good in the morning. And you can pick. There are all kinds of things you can do. You have fun online at MyPillow.com, choosing the kind of pillow that you want or other things they have there to make your night's rest just the best you can possibly imagine. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get everything at half price. 21 after the hour.
You have have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, celebrating the idea that television is getting better, better actors, better stories, that sort of thing. Last night I watched Bull, which is something that has become a tradition for me on Tuesday night. I got home just in time to watch it and enjoyed, once again, the reality of this person and his staff and the humanity of it all. It's a very good show. If you get a chance to watch it, I won't give it away. It's a two-parter that they're doing now as you get close to...
I was talking to my dad yesterday.
About?
He goes, you. He says, Doug watches a lot of weird TV. What kind of weird shows does he watch? He's always watching Bull.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know if he's always watching Bull.
Tell him to go watch
there
it.
There you go. That's
yeah.
I watched Bull last night.
Gives. Yeah, Bull and Madam Secretary. Night. That's it. Yeah. That's
where no, it is. It's not. I have
the only two you ever talk about.
Blue Bloods. Well, I don't talk about that because it's on Friday and we're not on again until Monday. So I don't talk about that. I said something nice about MacGyver the other day. The great, interesting stories and the likability of the kid that stars in it, and George Eads, a longtime vet of TV, kind of a character, ham-bone actor in this series anyway. So I've not, let's see, I've been talking about seeing Homeland and Billions. I talked about that. That's not NCIS. LA. Come on.
It just made me laugh because he goes, he always is watching Bull. And then,
yeah, it does sound like
I watched Bull last
sounds
night.
Sounds like a lot of Bull to me, Michael. All right. What else, Jennifer, tonight, what are we looking forward
all
to
right.
You can make fun of me about tomorrow?
Oh, never, never. Well, House Hunters, here's the deal. If you like House Hunters, then why wouldn't you like House Hunters International? And you can decide which one you like the best because House Hunters America, I suppose, is on HGTV tonight at 10, followed by House Hunters International at 10:30. So there you go. You can.
I won't be watching that.
Colony is back, the season premiere of that show. Remember Sawyer from Lost? He stars in this. Josh Holloway is the star of this program, and they are now 6 months later fighting aliens. It's an alien occupation thriller on USA that starts at 10 and is back for the season. SEAL Team is back tonight at 9 o'clock. A new one, CBS, and a
What?
It's a waste of time. That's an awful show.
Yeah, David, but I was going to tell you why you should watch it tonight.
Oh, okay. Why should we watch it?
Because David Boreanaz's co-star is actually a little doggy named Dita, and apparently Dita has a big episode tonight with David Boreanaz, so you can check that out. The Americans New on FX at 10, Being Serena is the season premiere on HBO. That's about Serena Williams, and that's on at 10 o'clock on that network. ABC has a nice new night of programming, The Goldbergs, Alex Inc., Modern Family, American Housewife, and a brand new Designated Survivor at 10. CBS has
That's
a new Survivor. Followed
I talk about that, too. Yeah, come on.
That's right. Followed by SEAL Team and Code Black. On CW, Riverdale and The Originals are both new tonight, starting at 8. On Fox, Empire and Star are new. And on NBC, brand new episode of The Blacklist at 8, followed by Law & Order SVU at 9 and Chicago PD at 10.
Blacklist, you're going to be talking about that, too. And where would you have heard the Kim Ravers back in Jack Bauer's life or the president's life? She's on Designated Survivor.
My dad's up to date on TV viewing. I'm the one that never has a moment to do anything.
And so when are we having, what's going on with Kiefer Sutherland? When's he going to be on here? I heard he was coming at some point.
I don't know. Kiefer. You have to talk to his agent.
I do? Give me his number.
I'd like to talk to Kiefer.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
All right. Kenny Chesney. In the musical circle this hour, he's announced. You'd talk to him, I'm sure you would. New album, Songs for the Saints, the name of it. He's not on tour. He's spending a lot of his time living on the island of St. John, which is in the Caribbean. Kind of a cool place, even though he's from Tennessee. Why wouldn't you like to be thinking it's where you're from? St. John's a cool place. When Hurricane Irma hit in 2017, he was one of the many residents to lose his home in the storm. It was pretty devastating. Community resilience helped inspire, however, his new album, 17th time in the studio, Songs for the Saints, it's called. Recorded in the last few months since Irma hit.
DJV show or Saints, so this is for us, right?
Right. It is. It is for us. He's currently in the midst of his trip around the Sun tour, cities around the U.S., working that until late August. Songs for the South. Songs for the South. Good, Doug. Songs for the Saints due out July 27th, just before he gets to Chicago. So, Kenny Chesney in the musical news, 28 after the hour.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my four C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with custom signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now through June 2nd, spend $25 or more in-store for a chance to win $1,000 worth of print marketing services. Visit staples.com/SMBweek for details and official rules. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I get my favorite podcast from the pod. How about you? I'm Doug Steffen presenting A Better Day, A Good Day, A Better Day, The Best Day on the DJV show. You'll have the enjoyment of Jennifer Horn, her thoughts, ideas, and her voice. Victoria Keelan, thoughts, ideas, and voice. Kara Schillen, her thoughts, ideas, and voices. So we're at it here. Group of Republicans, Jennifer, drafting articles of impeachment against Rod Rosenstein. Why is that, Deputy Attorney General? When I saw that, I thought, oh, wait a minute. You look at the first line, House Republicans have drafted articles of impeachment. Bingo!
Yeah, not for who
Mueller
you
wins.
Think.
No.
Yeah, and of course that information has been leaked because they're trying to politically pressure the Department of Justice and Rod Rosenstein. There are a lot of people who think that he's acted inappropriately. Mark Meadows, who is in the House, he also leads the Freedom Caucus, fired back at Rod Rosenstein on Twitter on Tuesday evening. He said if he believes being asked to do his job is extortion, then Rod Rosenstein should step aside and allow us to find a new Deputy Attorney General, preferably one who is interested in transparency. The problem here, and I understand the frustration in this regard, is that the House has asked for a lot of documents. They've asked for a lot of released information, and the Department of Justice is really slow walking all of the release of these documents. And it's frustrating because to do oversight, you actually need the evidence, and that's being retained by the department. So and that's one of the things. Plus, they also would like to see another investigation gone into certain items of things that have come up during the investigation into Trump. That would include Andrew McCabe. It would include Sally Yates. It would include some of the other former former employees of the Department of Justice who maybe aren't even there anymore, but who are accused of wrongdoing. So that's the frustration with Rod Rosenstein. They're just looking for his cooperation, and he, to his point, says he's calling it extortion. So more political posturing.
All right, speaking of that, how much of the local or regional politics is at play here in Europe and the Middle East because of the Israeli pushing on the Iran nuclear deal? They seem to be pushing or driving the bus, and now the president's on this same thing, trying to scrap the deal, and the Europeans don't like it.
To be fair, he's always wanted to scrap the deal.
Yeah. Well,
Israel may have put the nail in the coffin, but Trump ran on scrapping the deal.
Yeah, so why is there a conflict? It seems fairly obvious the Iranians haven't done what they're supposed to do. So why are the U.S. allies in Europe upset or up in arms?
Because they think a deal, even if it's not a good deal, is still a deal and better than nothing. And that's why Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron last week when they came to visit the White House were talking to Trump about the European Union would like to see the U.S. stay in the deal. I thought it was kind of interesting. Condoleezza Rice, who's the former Secretary of State under the Bush administration, has a new book out. And so she's been a talking head all over the news week or so. I always think she sounds so level-headed, and it's nice to hear her perspective. And of course, they're asking her about this Iran deal, and she said, "I would have never signed this deal as Secretary of State." She said, "I don't think it is good for the country." She said, "Now that we're in it," she said, "she probably would, the only reason to stay in it would be for ally management." So basically just to make the European Union happy would be the only reason to stay in it. But they said, "Well, it looks like Trump's gonna scrap this. What does that mean?" And she laughs and she goes, "Nothing. It means he's going to scrap the deal." She said, "People are getting so upset about what this means if the president throws out the deal." She said, "Everything's going to be the same the next day." She said, "We already know they're developing these programs. They're already doing it. It's inconsequential if we scrap the deal." And she just does it in such a calm way that you go, because, you know, obviously Trump does everything with a lot of passion and a lot of emotion.
Yes.
And when you hear someone who's just like on the straight and narrow and just says, "It doesn't matter. This deal is a piece of paper because obviously Iran's not really abiding by it anyway. So if you scratch it, it's not going to be the start of anything.
The end. Beginning of the end." No. All right. Of the people in the news this week, this month, this year, there's probably no one I find less regard for than Scott Pruitt, who now appears to be a puppet of any number of lobbyists and contractors who contribute to the president's campaign or people who are trying to push their own agenda. The fellow named Richard Smutkin, who's a lobbyist and helped to set the agenda for Morocco, the trip that Pruitt took, why he's going to Morocco or went to Morocco. Nobody seems to know what that was about, other than this guy Smotkin wanted him to go there to impress the government of Morocco that had just paid him $40,000, started a contract with him, $40,000 a month, to have some kind of influence in Washington. So these lobbyists that get paid by entities, in this case the government of Morocco, because they want to have closer ties, and Smotkin convinced them that he, for $40,000 a month, could get the people there closer to our people here. And he started by getting Pruitt to go to Morocco for a visit on nothing. So you wonder, you look around, there's no legitimate reason for a lot of Pruitt's trips and a lot of what he's done. The investigations continue. I find him to be, I had this discussion with my farmer friends yesterday. I went to a cattle auction yesterday, actually, and the fellow runs the auction house and I were talking about Trump, how much he loves Trump, and he's done this and he's done that, except for that bastard in the EPA. What's his name? He's a bunch of old farmers with their canes walking around there. Oh, yeah, they're all sitting around the table waiting for the next truckload of cows to come in. They're playing cards, and they all start talking about Trump. And they thought, oh, yeah, I love Trump, but, man, that guy in the EPA, he's a bum. And basically, I mean, that's a little finite, but, yeah, he is a bum. So the faster he goes, the better off people, I think, are going to be. And it's sort of in concert with that, to show you what is going on, the subsurface stuff. There are 16 states, I don't know how many of you knew this, 16 states plus the District of Columbia that are now suing the Environmental Protection Agency over the rollback of clean car rules that were passed in the last administration. I don't think that's a great reason to sue them. I think there are a lot of other things that are going on. We have done a fairly good job. I don't want to listen to Jerry Brown lecture me on anything. So if that's the case, if he's leading the band, then it doesn't have as much impact as some of the things, again, that are going on the farms in our country that need to be stopped. So maybe we get 16 states from the Midwest to file suit against the EPA for some legitimate reason. But not that having clean air isn't legitimate. That's not, don't take that away from the conversation. It's just that how far you can go, how expensive it's going to be to buy cars when some of these things are added in and buying, you know, they're trying to get you to clean up the gasoline, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's sort of an interesting timing of it because the World Health Organization just released a new study saying that 9 out of 10 people on Earth, so this is like 9 out of 10 people on the planet, are breathing highly polluted air. And that has a lot of deadly consequences. They said 4,300 cities and 108 countries estimate that dirty air kills 7 million people each year.
But so, they're not here.
Yeah, but that's, and this is the problem.
But that's total. That it's not around the planet.
Yeah,
it's not the emissions regulations, though. This is a lot of stuff that's coming in from China that's blowing all around.
Oh,
and until
awful.
The effect of what they're actually doing that so deeply restricts business in this country is such a has such a negligible impact to what other people are doing around the world. It's just, I don't know.
Agreed.
It's hard to justify the end
we
result.
We need to be conscious. Both of you are right. We need to be conscious of what is in the air. We are not the polluters now in the main. We still have some problems, but the Chinese are wholesale in any measure, the Africans in any measure, especially not so much South America, Africa and Asia led by China.
They are the worst.
Awful.
But, you know, the World Health Organization also cited that cities in the Americas, Europe, and the Eastern Mediterranean also have air pollution levels that are beyond what are considered healthy.
Right.
Look at London. London is
London's a mess
right now.
Look at the buildings.
Air quality there is horrific.
If you go into, that's an interesting story, go to London and look at the older buildings and how much the darkness of the buildings is what's left over, the residue from the coal that they burn in their homes. They don't burn wood. They don't have, in their fireplaces, they burn coal because it's easy to get. Scotland and all of the land, I think Ireland does too.
No, Ireland is Scotland. Very, very strict. No,
but where the coal comes from, the soft coal that they get comes out of those, what do they call the areas with the soft land? What is that?
The bogs.
Yeah, well, bogs, but there's peat. The areas, bogs and peat. That's where the soft coal comes from. At any rate, something to be thinking about, but we're not the bad guys here, and I don't want to be browbeaten and lectured by Jerry Brown, but there are lots of other reasons, really good reasons, to sue the EPA. That may not be on the top of the list. All right, let's get to the sports news, ladies. 45 past the hour. Victoria, should we be holding the Super Bowl in London?
Well, not with the air quality, apparently.
No,
right?
At the end of that, we're not going to go to London because the air is bad to breathe over there.
Yeah.
Bad for our athletes.
Well, the reason that this is a question now is because Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shahid Khan has put a bid in to buy London's Wembley Stadium. He now upped his bid. He started at $900 million. Now he's up to $1.25 billion.
Wow.
And that's, so they have not accepted the offer yet, but he's definitely, he set his sights on it. And so he hopes to bring the Super Bowl outside the U.S. to the 90,000-seat stadium at Wembley, and they want to have more exhibition games and things like that. Roger Goodell, who runs the NFL, said that London's chances of a franchise are actually realistic, and that because the interest in American football over there is so strong, that we may end up seeing an offshoot of the NFL existing in London. And the NFL already has a 10-year deal with Tottenham. Of course, that's their stadium that has the Tottenham Hotspurs, the soccer team. And then they play games in the new stadium, and so that's going to be, we may actually get some Premier League games over here in exchange.
Well, and that's so it, see? The popularity of soccer coming over here,
yeah.
It's the same. The translation is the same over there.
Not
of,
quite
our
as,
kind of
yeah.
football.
It would be good for soccer if they got some of the EPL games over here for sure. Yeah. But some of the fans have been tweeting about this idea of the Super Bowl moving to London, saying actually it would be a good thing because the game would start earlier and would end earlier, so everybody would like that. And the popularity of the Super Bowl around the globe already, people have difficulty streaming it. So they said if it comes from London, it would actually be better for everybody who views it and better for the ratings for the NFL.
Huh. All right. Jen, Dale Earnhardt, or Dale Jr., and his wife have a new little bungalunga to take care of.
Yeah. Well, you know, remember Dale Earnhardt was stepping away from racing. He made the announcement that he and his wife Amy were expecting. Well, they're now officially parents. According to Amy's Twitter account, Isla Rose Earnhardt was born just ahead of her May 2nd due date. A lot of NASCAR fans are hoping their daughter would be born on April 29th because that's the date of his dad, Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s birthday. The Earnhardts announced they were expecting back in the fall. Dale's been impatiently waiting to meet his daughter, saying she's just taking forever back in October. As soon as the news was announced on Twitter, the NASCAR world went nuts, offering congratulations to Dale and Amy on the birth of their first child.
That's sweet.
They've got their reality show coming out soon, right?
And good news.
Yeah. Doesn't that debut in June?
You gonna watch?
What's you know, I like home improvement stuff, so I actually might. And the fact that they're renovating that old mansion down in the Caribbean, I think that could be kind of cool to watch. Yeah,
kind of interesting. Yep. Yeah. I like him. He's got a good personality, too.
Yeah, nice.
He seems like a sweet, well-adjusted kind of guy, definitely. Yeah.
Just like all of us here. Sweet and well-adjusted. When somebody knocks on your door and asks if you're listening to the DJV show and why, you can tell them we're sweet and well-adjusted. Thank you.
Are we the census takers?
Yes, we are. All right, so here's the story on Mother's Day. It is coming up quickly. Don't hit the panic button. Don't get suckered into online flower giants pitching you those flowers for $19.99, and then you spend $60. You thought you were going to spend $20, you spend $60. It's like going into some of these, like going into Costco. You got to spend $40, you come out with $400. So, and they have flowers there that you don't want. Don't grab any of those flowers from those stores. Forget that. Tell your mom that you love her and that you care about her by sending her flowers that come from the Bouqs. B-O-U-Q-S. Something new on the scene this year. Fabulous. The attention that they're getting. Bouquets coming from the Bouqs. They are booking awesome. Bouqs flowers as unique and special as your dear mom. Freshly cut from the Bouqs Farms, delivered straight to your mom. No middlemen. They last a long, long time. Weeks instead of days. Bouqs has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers that are absolutely gorgeous. Mom is going to post pictures of them, brag about what a great child you are. Because Bouqs cut out the middleman, you get these fresh flowers at a great price. Go to Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S, Bouqs.com. Use the code Doug for 15% off, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Get those flowers and get a lot of love. 10 before the hour.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, stop your yoga exercises. Time for Tech Talk here on the DJV Show with Victoria Keelan joining you with thoughts about there's a couple of applicable stories that may make a lot of sense for people. For example, Facebook has gotten into dating, and I'm wondering how the first reaction I had was I don't like being exposed to being public.
Well,
I want to be, but now you say that's not the case.
Yeah, it's really not. And this is interesting and kind of not that surprising when you really think about it. So Facebook is getting into the dating world because 200 million people on Facebook have marked themselves as single. So Mark Zuckerberg says, okay, obviously we'll have another way here to connect people and keep them on the site longer. And, Facebook is in a bit of a scramble. We know that they've had some really bad PR. They've had a lot of people leave Facebook, so this is the next thing that he thinks is going to attract people to the app, or at least keep them on the Facebook app. Now, it will be on the app, the dating part. And he says it's going to be building long-term relationships, not just hookups, so it's not like Tinder. And he said it's totally optional. It's an opt-in. They've designed it with privacy and safety in mind from the very beginning. You will only be suggested to hook up with people who are not your friends. So your friends essentially will never know that you're dating on Facebook. That's the goal.
So how do they use the information as to who your friends are? How do they come up with...
No, they will not connect you to anybody that you already know. So you can do this anonymously.
So they tie it to what you look at sites on Facebook?
It will be an algorithm of your interests and age range, and it'll be like a regular dating profile, probably a little bit more complex because the Facebook algorithm is more complex than other dating sites. But your regular friends will not see your profile, your dating profile, and people using the feature will be able to pick what groups or events they want to unlock to see more potential matches. So if you see like Farmer's Daughters as a group and you think, hey, I want to unlock that group, maybe there's somebody in the Farmer's Daughters category for me, well, then you can do that. But no one else will know. There's also a separate inbox for dating messages that doesn't allow photos, so it keeps the creeps at bay, which is good. And they also announced a new privacy feature that once it's launched, it will allow users to clear their browsing history on Facebook completely as if they've never been on the site before. So they won't be tracking anything that you've done. You actually can wipe your whole history clean. So Facebook's making, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. They're making some good strides. Yeah.
Well, they have to maintain their relevance. There's so many things to distract you these days that they're worried about their relevance. So you got to keep them at home. The reasons why geeks will want to check out the Avengers Infinity War this week are up next here on the DJB Show.
The Geek Out. After 10 years and 18 movies, Marvel's Super Bowl of superhero movies is finally here. Avengers Infinity War hits theaters this week as Thanos arrives on Earth to destroy stuff and collect this weird collection of glowing stones that when you place them on this gauntlet will give him the ultimate power of the universe or something along those lines. Now, it follows the storyline of Captain America's Civil War, which fractured the Avengers. So not only do they got to make nice and play well together, they will join forces with the Guardians of the Galaxy to defeat the new purple bad guy. The movie has already set a record in $50 million in advance ticket sales and will certainly be awesome fun. Oh, and by the way, the sequel, it's already scheduled for May 3rd, 2019.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, back at it. Apple in the news, not necessarily for a good reason. What do we have here now, Victoria?
Well, it isn't great news for people who are hoping that all the troubles that Apple's been having lately will lower the prices of the iPhones. It turns out Wall Street was wrong when they predicted that Apple had really sluggish sales, and turns out they really didn't, and their iPhones are still selling really well. And so some of the analysts had feared that there was going to be panic and people would start selling their Apple stock. None of that happened. And so CEO Tim Cook has said that since Apple first split its iPhone lines with the launch of the iPhone 6 and the 6 Plus, that every cycle from that point on has actually sold really, really well. So no lowering on the prices of iPhone 10.
Ah, I'm not buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.